Welcome everyone to Podcast 69 South, where we cuss and discuss true crime, cold cases, current events, and hot topics, along with our state of society today. This is your trigger warning. Our podcast content is produced for adult listeners 18 years of age and older. We discuss situations that may be offensive and triggering to some listeners. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Saturday morning, Hendricks County Sheriff's deputies were called to this home along U.S. 40 in Stilesville and found an 11-year-old girl unresponsive. Despite life-saving efforts, that child died on scene.
It's very sad. It should have never come to this.
After the death, investigators arrested the girl's father, 39-year-old Kenneth Vasquez, and her stepmother, 40-year-old Elba Sophia Vasquez, for neglect resulting in death. Lana Vasquez says the young victim, Oakland, is her son's only sister. Lana divorced their father years ago, but says she's not surprised by the tragedy.
He wasn't a good man. You know, I saw it. I've known the man since 2006. I know he wasn't a fit father.
The sheriff's report doesn't explain what led to the girl's death, and Lana doesn't know either. But for years, long before the weekend tragedy, Lana says she filed multiple CPS reports involving Kenny's alleged mistreatment of their son.
It was awful. Nobody would ever listen to me. I was always treated like it didn't matter.
While the 2025 numbers haven't been published, the most recent annual report for child abuse and neglect deaths shows statewide every year for the last decade, around 50 to 60 children die from abuse or neglect. That's why Lana urges anyone who believes a child is being neglected to contact the state's child abuse hotline, but she also insists the courts need to take those complaints serious.
They just completely blow kids off. And like, this little girl was probably begging for help. And now it's too late.
Finally, neglect of a dependent resulting in death is a level one felony. If convicted, that crime carries up to a 40-year sentence.
Welcome back to 69 South, everybody. I'm Chop, your host, and riding shotgun is my beautiful co-host, Julie. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Well, we got a kind of a sad story. As you guys know, we go through the probable cause affidavits for some crimes, and we had a pretty sad one show up on the news feed recently.
It was 11-year-old Oakland Vasquez.
Such a sad story, really.
And let's get in.
I did want to say the statistics on the child deaths in Indiana from neglect and abuse is shocking. I saw one year in the past decade, 77 children died from abuse and neglect. That's
in Indiana.
Horrible. Horrible.
I think that was 2024.
Yeah. And then it's like an average of 50 or 60 a year.
That's way too many.
That's 50 or 60 too many, in my opinion. Well, let's get right into it and find out what happened to this little girl.
On February 14th, 2026, at around 1:24 a.m., deputies and medics responded to this home in Stilesville in Hendricks County, Indiana, for an unresponsive 11-year-old female identified as Oakland. On arrival, life-saving measures were attempted but ultimately were unsuccessful, and she was pronounced deceased. Shortly after she passed away, deputies on the scene noted that her father, Kenneth Vasquez, leaned down in an attempt to hold her face. This action was stopped in order to preserve evidence, but Kenneth commented under his breath, "Why couldn't you just be good?" Investigators responded to the scene to conduct the death investigation.
When I heard that, I have to say that stuck in my head. I mean, for him to say to a little baby girl, 11 years old, why couldn't you just be good? Like, all this shit was her fault. It just broke my heart.
It's tragic. It just chokes me up.
The detective spoke with Oakland's father, Kenneth Vasquez, to try and establish a timeline of events and any pre-existing condition or diagnosis. Kenneth stated that Oakland was vomiting and had diarrhea and was not feeling well that day. Kenneth reportedly left for work at 9 a.m. and returned home at 3 p.m. He stated that she was awake before he left and she had been working on homework. When he returned home, he stated Oakland did not say anything about her stomach, but was cold.
He advised that Oakland had been staying in the master bedroom with him and his wife, Elba Sofia Vasquez, while her room in the basement was being remodeled. That night, Oakland reportedly came into his office and advised she was going to shower. Kenneth stated that Oakland had been in the bathroom for some time when he heard a thud sound. He went into the bathroom to find Oakland on the floor unresponsive. At first, he believed she was being overdramatic before realizing she was cold to the touch and had shallow breathing. He took her to the bedroom and put a warm blanket on her. When her breathing weakened, he brought her downstairs, called 911, and started CPR.
Kenneth signed a consent to search form for the home so the investigation could be conducted. A walkthrough of the residence took place and was documented with photographs by a crime scene investigator. Examination of the upstairs master bedroom and bathroom showed indications of vomit on the bedding, including a brown heated blanket, towels in the bathroom, and in the shower drain. As a detective examined the basement room, identified by Kenneth as Oakland's bedroom, they located handprints and red stain consistent with blood on the wall, along with an indention in the drywall that contained hair.
Wow, so her head went through the drywall. That's what that makes me think.
Yeah, and there's handprints
that have blood on them, on the wall.
Sounds a little messed up to me. There was also red stains on the concrete and a towel that was consistent with blood. A gold unassembled bed frame was observed in the room, and the detective noticed gold drag marks all throughout the floor. This bed frame also had droplets of red stain consistent with blood. Upon further inspection of the unfinished room's entry sliding door, he observed a latch and screws inserted on both sides. The evidence observed indicated this door had been screwed to the door frame from the outside to secure it shut. Additionally, a white dresser was placed in front of the entry sliding door located outside of the room. There were no other mattresses, furniture, bedding, seating, pillows, comforters, or blankets observed in this room.
So they had her locked in the basement in this room with just a bed frame and the bed?
That's messed up. The poor little thing. It's like she was a prisoner down in this basement. But they didn't know what happened. She just complained about a stomach ache this morning, right?
This makes me want to puke.
The room also contained a wall-mounted ring camera positioned to view the interior of the room. So they had her locked down there.
With the camera on her.
With the camera on her, making sure she was being good. The coroner arrived on scene, and when they examined Oakland, who was previously covered by a sheet, they observed Oakland was severely malnourished, had been suffering from bruises all over her arms and legs, multiple scratch wounds, deep lesions, bruising on her wrist and her ankles. Additionally, she had what appeared to be open blisters on the bottom of her toes and on both feet. Based on the detective's training and experience, his observations of the child's condition and signs of confinement, evidence supported that she had been neglected and abused. At this time, the walkthrough investigation based on consent was stopped, and a search warrant was obtained to continue the investigation.
They probably had to do that just for... They knew it was a crime scene, and they wanted a search warrant for everything.
Yeah, I mean, once they signed consent, I wonder if...
What?
They seen the detectives were seeing this shit, and I wonder if he stopped the search, or they wanted to just get a search warrant just to make sure everything was on the
right.
Up and up.
That's what I was saying. So Oakland's father, Kenneth, and her stepmother, Elba, and Elba's adult son were transported to the Hendricks County Sheriff's Office for interviews. Forensic interviews were also conducted with other children in the home. Kenneth and Elba were interviewed separately and advised of their Miranda rights. They agreed to speak with investigators. They claimed they had nothing to do with victim one's condition. They both insisted that she was a problematic child that would hurt herself. They reported that Oakland would defecate and urinate in all the rooms of the home and displayed attention-seeking behavior. Elba advised investigators of intentions to take Oakland for medical treatment the following day, even though medical records indicated Oakland had not been seen in a medical profession since May of 2024. Elba did admit that Oakland had been in the basement for a couple of days. She advised she and Kenneth never disagreed on punishment for Oakland, nor that it was too strict. Elba advised that Oakland had been in her life for 7 years and called her mommy, indicating Elba was a parental figure responsible for her care.
So you get the old, we were getting ready to take her to the doctor just tomorrow. But she hadn't seen a doctor since 2024.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, during the interview with Kenneth, he advised that Oakland was usually pretty healthy, but recently had diarrhea, went to the restroom several times, and was cold to the touch. Kenneth alluded to the fact everything was foggy, missing a period of time before he allegedly found her on the shower floor and she wasn't moving. He stated he took her out of the shower, dressed her, and put her in the heated blanket. They then took her downstairs. Elba cleaned her up, and he performed CPR. Kenneth did confirm that Oakland slept in the basement, but did not know a time frame. When asked if it had been 2 weeks to a month, Kenneth replied, maybe. He made other statements like, he didn't want to remember, and I don't know what happened. Kenneth spoke slowly and quietly during the interview and seemed evasive as he gave overly broad responses to specific questions.
Like, how do you not know where your child sleeps every night if you're in the same house with her?
I want to know how in the hell the big dent in the drywall with her hair was in it. I can't get that out of my mind.
Because he probably slammed her head into the wall.
I mean, at what point?
Is it okay to do that to a little kid?
11-year-old girl.
Information received from Edmund, which is Elba's adult son, and the other children during forensic interviews disclosed a very different description, which was corroborated with evidence found while executing the search warrant. Children disclosed during separate forensic interviews that Oakland endured a long-standing pattern of neglect and abuse. Oakland had reported...
This podcast is supported by Midi Health. Are you in midlife, feeling dismissed, unheard, or just plain tired of the old healthcare system? You're not alone. In fact, even today, 75% of women seeking care for menopause and perimenopause issues are left entirely untreated. But it's time for a change. It's time for Midi. Midi's not just a healthcare provider. It's a women's telehealth clinic founded and supported by world-class leaders in women's health. Their clinicians provide one-on-one, face-to-face consultations where they truly listen to your unique needs. They offer a full range of holistic, data-driven solutions that isn't one-size-fits-all care. This is care uniquely tailored for you. At Midi, you will find that their mission is clear, to help all women thrive in midlife, giving them access to the healthcare they deserve. Because they believe midlife isn't the middle at all, it is the beginning of your second act. Ready to feel your best and write your second act script? Visit joinmidi.com today to book your personalized insurance-covered virtual visit. That's joinmidi.com. Midi, the care women deserve.
Been locked in the basement, denied clothing, forced to defecate and urinate in a bucket, had been restrained or tied to a bed frame. Evidence collected and observed at the scene supported this being the same gold bed frame that was found in the basement room with droplets of blood. One of the forensic interviews described an incident in which Oakland managed to free herself from the room when there was just a latch in place securing the door. The child disclosed witnessing screws being inserted through the door and into the door frame by both Elba and Kenneth. Also witnessed was the dresser being placed in front of the door.
So one of the other kids admitted that he saw both dad and stepmom screwing the freaking door shut so this little girl could get and making her use the restroom in a bucket.
that just makes me want to puke. It hurts my soul so bad. That could you imagine what she felt like on the other side of that door, hearing those screws be placed in there? You know, what happened if that house caught on fire or something like that, and they couldn't get her out? She would have burned to death down there. I mean,
obviously, they didn't give a shit about this baby.
Not one. Not. They did not care about her at all. And what was weird is I went and looked up these people's Facebook, and both of them had all kinds of pictures of the other children and stuff. And on Elba's, there was only one picture that had Oakland in there. And I think it was just because they were on family vacation or something, and she wanted to post it, but this picture. But it's just one picture, and you've been there for 7 years.
This kind of reminds me of Kinsley.
Kinsley Welty.
Yeah, I mean it's weird.
She was locked in a closet. She had feces all over her. It was, and she passed away too from malnourishment and neglect and.
It makes you wonder what's going through these people's mind, because they have multiple children, but they pick one children, usually from
one
a past marriage or, you know, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they just treat them like shit.
Yeah. This guy had been married like 5 times. Kenneth Vasquez has been married 5 times. And, I mean, that was his first wife, and the interview that the news had did saying that he wasn't a good person, he wasn't a good man. And then, you know, her mom wasn't in the picture, her real mom.
And she did state that she had made, this is her statement, several notifications and calls to CPS about him mistreating their child.
Son, yeah, yes. They had Oakland had a brother.
Additional disclosures during forensic interviews described her being held in the basement room for days at a time, only being allowed out for short periods of time before being placed back in the secured room. She was often denied food or given beans, rice, or sardines when she was good.
The Staffords, remember?
Sardines.
They gave them sardines.
I've never even ate sardines.
No, I can't even imagine having to eat a sardine.
Ugh. When she was, quote, very good, she would get to eat at the kitchen counter, but not at the dinner table with the rest of the family. It was reported that she was forced to perform calisthenics while naked in the basement as a form of punishment. At times, Oakland was forced to perform calisthenics outside in the cold weather. The last time this was witnessed to have occurred was approximately 2 weeks ago, and Oakland was reported to not be wearing socks.
When it was just freezing cold and the teens and all
sub-zero
that.
Sub-zero wind chills and shit.
They had her out there with no socks and no shoes.
Unbelievable.
I'm like speechless.
The interview disclosed that Oakland was pushed outside the residence by Elba. Additional disclosures identified other forms of punishment as being bathed in an unheated water source in the basement, which was located also during the search of the residence. The bathing was reported to be mostly done by Kenneth, but sometimes by Elba. It was also disclosed that a camera had been installed in the room to monitor Oakland while she was confined.
So they were giving her, she's 11 years old, and they're giving her a bath.
Ice cold baths in the basement. Forced to do calisthenics outside.
Naked. They had a ring camera in there. In that room, they have a ring camera watching her at all times, and they're making her get naked in front of that and do calisthenics.
It makes you wonder if they were, like, sharing seats. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's what that is, if they have that those kind of images on there.
Oh, if they searched her phone, and if they find some shit like that, you know what I mean? They're going to be in some shit.
Additional disclosures reported that Kenneth was overheard beating Oakland in the basement on February 13th, just before midnight. Oakland was heard crying out during this incident. When the witness awoke between midnight and 1 a.m., Oakland was described as not moving an inch. While in the upstairs bathroom shower, she was reportedly placed in a hot shower to warm her up and then placed under a heated blanket. The witness Further disclosed, Kenneth was overheard telling victim one to wake up and they were sorry. Was reported Elba was warming up chicken soup for her. The 911 call for this incident was placed at 1:24 a.m. I bet that she had already passed away and they were trying to warm her body up. So it raised the temperature of her body.
Right. So it didn't look so bad when they called 911 and it got the medics and the popo out there.
Right. Or was she alive whenever the police got there?
I think they said she passed away while they were there, but this little girl was on the doorstep of death for a while and being tortured to the extremes. I don't understand at what point in your life you have to be so fucking mean to an 11-year-old child. I don't grasp that type of shit.
Neither do I. Now, Oakland's biological mother signed over custodial rights to Kenneth back in September of 2024, giving Kenneth full legal custody. She reported the last time she saw Oakland was in July of 2024. At this time, she reported that Oakland to be healthy and energetic. It should also be noted that DCS had contact with Oakland on May 15th, 2024, and took a photograph of her at the time. She looked to be a healthy child and even smiled for the picture. Based on the investigation, Oakland was subjected to a long-standing pattern of neglect and abuse by Kenneth and Elba. Kenneth and Elba were her father and stepmother and responsible for her care and well-being. The treatment and her resulting injuries described above are only a short summary of what Oakland, an 11-year-old child, had to endure before she succumbed to this treatment perpetrated by Kenneth and Elba. This investigation is ongoing as evidence is still being analyzed and several reports are pending, including the pathology report. Additional charges could follow further on in the investigation. Oh, that breaks my heart.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot more come out when they find all the evidence of what this poor girl went through. We had a source contact us, and they was telling us that he had a landscaping business, this being Kenneth Vasquez, mm-hmm. and that one of the other children come home telling crazy stories about how once Oakland had wet the bed, so Kenneth made her wear adult Depends diapers on top of her clothes to school and told the schools she's not allowed to take them off. And the older kids were always responsible to take care of the younger kids that they didn't do much. Then this source goes on to say, everyone that I know that ever met her said she was the sweetest, kindest kid ever. The boys we would see playing on the street all the time, but we never saw Oakland. We never even knew that they had a daughter. So, just like Kinsley, it's like the other children, the boys out playing in the street. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they had a vendetta against this
little girl.
You know, this is kind of weird, but I always wonder in the back of my head, this is just, you know, my chop crazy thinking. It makes me wonder if the child reminds them of maybe their ex. And maybe the wife didn't like her because, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right. You're just trying to come up with a thought or a reason or a rhyme to why they would treat this child so horribly.
Right. And a shout out to the person who gave us this information. We appreciate it. And that's all just alleged hearsay, but I believe it. it was told to us with somebody with a heart that's hurt over the situation.
Very much so. And if we hear anything else, we're going to follow this case all the way through. Kinsley Welty's case is her mom, Toni McClure, is getting ready to go to trial soon. It gets pushed back here and there, but hopefully it's about to come to an end.
We kind of checked out Kenneth Vasquez's stuff. It looks like he had a nice truck. Maybe had a decent business going on. The house looked like a nice home, and it mm-hmm. had obviously a basement. Unfortunately, but
he looks scary in his Facebook pictures and stuff. I don't know.
He kind of looks.
And he's been married like 5 or 6 times, just like since.
06, I think.
06.
Yeah.
But like in the last 7, 8 years, it's been at least 3 or 4 times.
He is currently being held in the Hendricks County Jail on a $1 million cash only bond.
So he's probably going to be sitting there for until trial unless he can come up with $1 million cash.
Folks, if you see something that's out of place or weird, man, see something, say something. I know a lot of people are discouraged with CPS in some of the counties here that they don't do enough. And, you know, but stay on it because these children are our future and they are important. And sad cases like this just breaks everybody's heart.
And no child should have to go through anything like this.
Nope. We'll be following this case tooth and nail. So we will let you know any updates on it. We appreciate you. We hope you enjoyed the show. Until then, have a good day.
Good evening.
Good evening. Whatever, man.